Live from Houston, Texas, the humidity capital of the world, it's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Hey guys, we're back. It is Monday, and as always, Monday's an exciting day because it's a time for us to reboot our goals and get started on a new week, forget our past mistakes, and then just move forward. So I'm excited to get this show going. I'm extremely excited simply because on today's show we have Linda McCarthy. Linda McCarthy is one of our newest contributors, and Dr. Linda has a PhD in metaphysical counseling and is a board certified life strategist coach and also with the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. She's a member of the American Holistic Medical Association and co-author of the number one best-selling book, The Wellness Code. Why am I excited to have Linda here? Simply because she's got great energy, and I cannot think of a better way to start our Monday than with Dr. Linda McCarthy. Linda, welcome back to Money for Lunch.
Well, thank you. That was a wonderful introduction. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know, we're just going to, you know, put you to the test here. I mean, as a what do you call it, board certified life strategist coach, I mean, you know, Mondays are sometimes overwhelming to people. So, boom, I figured this is going to be great. You know what? And I wanted to touch bases on this because I think this is so appropriate for Monday as well. Last time you were on the show, we talked about these energy vampires, how these energy vampires can deplete our energy. And so I'm glad to talk about this. And again, I think it's so appropriate on Monday. What kind of strategies can help us overcome these energy vampires?
Okay. Well, first of all, just let me wish everybody, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Earth Day. And hopefully sometime they can just take a minute out to look around and just appreciate all the beauty that is surrounding them. Okay. All right. So strategies to help us when we feel our energy is depleted. All right, let's go. So this is one of my favorite strategies, and it's probably the most helpful, and yet I have to say the one that people do not want to hear. And that is, we teach people how to treat us. Now, it's that simple, but it is a really difficult concept for many people to hear and accept. So just like with an energy vampire that we discussed last time, you know, we've taught them that it's okay to extract our energy. In other words, we've taught them how to treat us. So we just kind of stick our neck out and go, here's my neck, go for it, right? And then we wonder why we're so depleted. The good thing is, though, we can always renegotiate. So time is irrelevant. It doesn't matter if it's been 3 weeks or 3 months or 30 years. So, and I've learned about these life laws, oh gosh, many, many years ago when Dr. Phil McGraw was discussing them. And I started applying them successfully in my life, and now I teach my clients how to navigate them as well. In fact, I think it's really the foundation.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Okay, when you say you can renegotiate at any time, so you're saying, hey, somebody's been sucking your energy, he's been mistreating you, you just now have reached the point where you want to renegotiate this deal. How do you go about doing that? How do you go about setting the new rule that's, you know, and so they don't run over you?
Okay. Well, first of all, you know, when – let's just say that you've met somebody, okay, and you say, all right, you're gauging how that other person's reacting to you and vice versa. So it isn't only what you're saying, but it's also your body language. It's your energy level, which we talked about before. So you're reading and reacting consciously and subconsciously, and so are they. They're responding to you as well. But if you are giving your power away, eventually something's going to happen in that relationship that's going to cause you to kind of step back and take a second look and say, you know, is this sustainable where it is, or, you know, is this something that I need to change in order for it to remain a viable relationship? So if you find that people are treating you in a way that's no longer acceptable, first you have to identify what you've been giving them? What's the payoff, if you will? Okay, and what that does is you have it allows you to see why they behave the way that they have. So it could be something as simple as, you know what, I didn't want to rock the boat, or, you know, it's not that big a deal. I just want to keep the peace. And I know
right.
because I have done that constantly in the past as a people pleaser. So, but I didn't understand my behavior, nor did I understand the long-term ramifications. But what happens is that we've taught other people it's okay to treat us a certain way because, you know, you didn't want to upset them or you didn't want to offend them. But it isn't their
right.
fault. And yet we're blaming that other person's behavior as the problem instead of really looking at the source, which, of course, is us, or in my case, it was me. So once you've identified the source, then the key is to become accountable to yourself, not to anyone else, just yourself, because then you can open up the relationship for renegotiations to see if that person's receptive to your new offer or not. And it really isn't about ego or fear. It's really about self-empowerment and confidence. In fact, I learned this trick a long time ago, and it's worked really well for me. I start off each day energetically with the $100 bill. Now, it could be a $10 bill, $1,000. It doesn't really matter. I just like to use the $100 bill. So my goal is by the end of the day, I should still have enough money left over to pay myself. And if I don't, and trust me, there are days when I'm in the red, then I need to reevaluate where I was giving up more than I should have. And this has helped me tremendously. And just understanding, you know, where I was giving up my power and that it wasn't them. I was blaming the other person as the causation for my unhappiness, but really it was me that I was allowing them to treat me that way.
Yeah. You know what? And I think that what you're talking about probably affects, you know, the large majority of most people. And when you think back, you know, as children, we are, you know, we're kind of almost, you know, we're subject to our parents, we're subject to school teachers and other authority figures. And so we're almost conditioned to be treated or mistreated by other people, however you want to phrase that. And I think you're right. I think you have to wake up and say, wait a minute, you know, I have the power to instill new rules that work for me and empower my energy versus, you know, deplete my self-esteem or deplete my energy, right?
Right. Well, remember when we were talking last time a little bit about as children between the ages of, say, 1 to 6, you know, we're in this theta state, this mildly hypnotic state. So,
right.
you know, when we talk about kids being sponges, yes, you're just picking up on all of this. We have nothing to gauge. We're just picking up on our environment. And what I see is that as adults come in, they're still replaying those messages. They're working from a subconscious level. So what I like to do is say, okay, I want you to be in the conscious mind now because you don't have to be a victim unless you choose to be. And that's the difference. It's really a matter of, it's a choice. It really is a choice. Do you want to stay a victim and blame other people and other circumstances for what's going on in your life, or do you want to say, enough, okay, enough. I'm ready to now step up and take responsibility and renegotiate, and, you know, these are my rules now, and, you know, let's see what happens from there.
Well,
and
let's
it's empowering.
Get your take on this.
Sure.
Absolutely. I love it. Let me ask you this. Does this mean that we are now responsible for creating many of our own experiences because we're taking these steps?
Yes and no. Okay, let me explain because that's kind of a big answer. But there isn't really a yes, a definitive answer. Certainly, right. as we've seen last week, there are circumstances that, you know, we don't have control over.
Right.
But for the most part, we are, and I call them incredible creators. And there have been many times when someone has said to me, you know, terrible things happen in threes, or, you know what, I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop. And so when it does, they come back and they say, see, told you it was going to happen. And
right.
So I, you know, and I say, you know, you're an incredible creator. So now let's take that energy and rework it. And why don't you take a shot at creating something positive in your life? Like, even if it's only starting out with just a simple thank you. You know, thank you for being grateful for the wonderful things in your life, like today. Okay, all
right.
The beauty outside and around you. And most people don't even notice it because they're too busy. And, you know, I've spoken to a number of people. It really touched my heart because they've had near-death experiences. And trust me when I say this, they come back completely different people. They are grateful. In fact, one of my friends said that one of the first songs she heard when her heart was restarted was Live Like You Were Dying. And, you know, it really was. It was profound. And, you know, it's about being grateful. Be grateful for your family, or be grateful for your health, or a roof over your head. And I had one client, and he said, well, I don't really like my family, and my health sucks, and I don't really like where I'm living. So I said, well, what about just be grateful that your car starts every morning? I mean, find something to shift your state into one of an attitude of gratitude, because when you become more grateful, opportunities start opening up to you. And I think the most challenging work that I give my clients is for them to acknowledge and accept accountability for their life, because understanding that they play a pivotal role in their life, it releases them from that that victim mentality. So they're no longer victims of their circumstances. So when you remove that from the equation, then you can take back the reins, and options open up where they didn't see any before. Because when you choose
right.
a behavior, then you also have to accept consequences for that. And what I mean by that is, you know, we talked about this before. If you're carrying around anger and bitterness day after day, it's not only going to manifest emotionally, it's going to manifest physically as well. Because emotions are energy in motion. So the thing is, we have choices. We have choices in everything that we do, and the results are evident very, very quickly, especially in what you eat, what you drink, and what you think. So all I'm saying is, you know, just remember to take care of yourself emotionally, physically, and spiritually, because we're here for a reason. And each of us will all leave an imprint on this world when we're gone, good or bad. So, you know, why not make the best out of each day? Because, gosh, yesterday's gone. Tomorrow is not promised to us. And all we have is just right now.
That's right. You know what? And as sometimes corny as that sounds, it's very, very true. You look at the things that happened last week where you had this terrible tragedy in Boston. And there's many people, at least three people, that... you know, that were taken off the earth. They were gone. They were killed.
Right.
And so today, you know, this moment is all you have at the moment.
Right.
And you know what? And to spend time in fear or, you know, whatever, hating your circumstances, that's, you know, like you mentioned, that is that victim mentality. And just like that, you can turn around and become victorious. You can say, okay, you know what? I'm going to take responsibility. It may not be my you know, my favorite situation. It's not something that I had planned, but I'm going to take charge, and I'm going to make, you know, I'm going to take some action. I'm going to get something done. I'm going to, you know, do something. And like you said, take responsibility. The other thing I want to emphasize is what you said about, you know, find something that you can be grateful for. Maybe you don't like your situation at the job, or maybe it's a relationship, or maybe it's you know, whatever else, but there's so many. There's literally tens of thousands of things that we can be grateful for every day. You started us off by reminding us that it's Earth Day and that we should be grateful to go outside and just be grateful for what we have. You know, some of us are, you know, should be grateful for the fact that the snow is melting, and therefore it's adding water to those areas.
Exactly.
You know, some other parts of the, you know, there's so much to be grateful for if we look for it. And I think there lies the you know, the golden opportunity is for us to be open to just being grateful.
Right. And when you do that, then you find more things to be grateful for. Truly. I mean,
absolutely.
I know it does sound like, you know, oh, I've heard this over and over and over again. But as you said, you know, there are people watching a race and thinking that they have an, you know, infinite number of days ahead of them.
Right.
And they're no longer here. And
yeah.
So, you know, just stop to think about that. You know, we are not promised. Tomorrow is not promised to us. You know, we
no.
just assume that it is, but the reality is it is not. So just look around. Just say thank you. I mean, that's probably the greatest thing that you can do. I start my day off that way. I end my day that way. And it may not have been what I would consider an ideal day, but I'm still very grateful for it. I'm grateful for the opportunities. I'm grateful for the lessons, good or bad. I'm grateful.
I love it. I love it. We're out of time. Dr. Linda McCarthy, thank you so much for stopping by. Guys, check out Linda's work at newdirectioncoaching.com, newdirectioncoaching.com. She's got some free stuff there for you to download as well. Dr. Linda McCarthy, again, thanks so much for stopping by and sharing.
Thank you. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.